At the Agri-Marketing Conference, I am having the opportunity to speak with Juliette Funt. And first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that people might have an interest to know, and especially I think you might be related to somebody that people know, too.
Yeah, when they hear the name, they want to hear about Alan Funt. He was my father. A lot of people think he was my grandfather, but he was my dad. And he was, of course, the creator of the Candid Camera television show, which most of us remember. But I only speak about my father a little bit at conferences. I kind of bracket a little bit of what I'm saying with a little bit of Candid Camera here and there. My focus is that I am a full-time professional speaker, and I help people deal with the problem of having too much to do with too little time, which has become an absolute cultural epidemic. We are all multitasking and moving a million miles a minute, and that is my role, to go and help people slow down and calm down and figure out how to prioritize.
Well, for this group here, we have done nothing for the last couple days but overcommit ourselves, become overwhelmed, and we need to hear you speak. So what are maybe just a couple little takeaways that you would like people to think about when it comes to wanting to simplify or whatever?
Sure. The main message that I give people has to do with a concept called white space, which I'm writing a book on, and It's laced through all of my material. But the basic idea is to keep more white space on your calendar at all times, that when you feel that urge to fill those white spaces, to resist that urge, because emergencies will flow in and relationships will flow in and work will flow in, and use up that space. If you're all booked out to begin with, you're going to be in trouble. One of my other favorite tips and tools is just the less stuff or less well mantra, that the only way that you can become less overcommitted is to either do less stuff by choosing to give up a few things, or doing some things where good enough is good enough. And usually that second category for all of us perfectionist, excellent folks is very difficult to figure out where could good enough be good enough. But if there isn't anywhere, even if it's not reloading the dishwasher when you get home, somewhere good enough has to be good enough.
Well, when you talk about those white spaces on the calendar, would it be silly to think of maybe actually filling a couple of those spots in advance with something like taking some time for an activity that would be relaxing, or maybe it's time with your spouse or with your children?
Absolutely. Schedule all your good stuff. But also, we advocate clients schedule white space, and they put on their calendar, I'm taking an hour of white space. I have clients who take white space and they use it as their creative time. And when the brain is allowed to relax, the higher level cognition in the brain can go crazy and do a little dance and come up with all sorts of things that we cannot be thinking about when we are robotically moving from one activity to the other. And that is why the brain needs to stop and pause. And of course, upselling white space in a business community is always hard, because the ROI question is, am I just going to be sitting there? But you're really not. Even if you do take pure white space, most white space is tactical, where you plan it on the calendar and then life floods in. But there is also pure white space, where you actually do nothing. And we advocate people do that in 3-minute chunks, 5-minute chunks, something manageable, where you just are stopping everything so that the entire system can reboot.
So this kind of falls into a broad category of trying to create a balance in your work and personal life. Like I've heard it, work-life balance.
Yeah. I think it's a funny term. I'm asked to speak on it all the time, but it's really one sentence for me, and that is that balance comes easily when you have enough time to think. If you're in the car and you're willing to put down your headset and turn off the radio and drive 20 minutes with absolutely nothing going on, your brain will see the areas of your life where you're imbalanced. It will notice that you're not paying enough time to health or spouse or children or maybe work, depending on your personality.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a few moments to speak with me. Look forward to your presentation here. And just this is part of what makes this conference so valuable to the people who are here, is that we get to hopefully learn something that we can take home with us. And in this case, maybe put a little white space on our calendars.
Great.
I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.